Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. We've got a snowstorm on the way. A winter warning goes into effect in a little more than 8 hours. We know that. What we don't know is how much the snow will accumulate because the storm may be changing its path. Here with the latest is WBUR's meteorologist Danielle Noyes. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Lisa.
So how tricky is this storm to right now follow and figure out?
Well, I will say this, Lisa. I will probably be losing a little bit of sleep tonight. It's a bit of a stressful storm. And I only mention that because, I mean, we went from record highs over the weekend to this nor'easter coming in. There's got to be a transition in between. And a matter of, you know, a couple hours difference and a degree or two will make a big difference in this storm. So the latest track is a little farther offshore, slightly farther to the south. So that means the higher snow totals have also shifted south. So that puts, you know, let's say an 8 to 12 inch event actually down through the south shore, where in and around the Boston area, maybe more like, you know, 3 to 5 or 3 to 6, and then less amounts north and west of Boston. So that's a considerable change. And now there's still some wiggle room, but that is the latest trend for sure this afternoon.
Okay. And so who would be getting the 8 to 12 inches?
I think it's mainly south of town, places, you know, through the South Shore, Brockton, Plymouth, Bristol County, maybe Norfolk County as well. You know, I'd say, you know, widespread 8 to 12 seems like the best bet right now. So for Boston, it may be, you know, a 3 to 6 inch event. I think the Cape and the Islands, it's more like 3 to 6 2, except closer to the canal, we could end up closer to that 8 inch mark. And then north and west of Boston, which is typically, Lisa, has been the jackpot zone this winter, is more on the order of about 1 to 3 inches or 2 to 4,
wow.
I would say.
Wow, what a big break for them.
Yes.
And in terms of the time that the storm is going to hit hardest, wherever it's hitting?
So I do think that that hasn't changed very much, which is that it moves in pre-dawn, probably like 4 to 6 a.m., ramps up over the morning. So the height of the storm is probably like 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and then it wraps up after that. So that's when the worst conditions will be on the roads, especially along and south of the Pike, and where we could see some near zero visibility at times and the snow piling up quickly, where the heaviest band set up, we could see 1 to 2 inch per hour snowfall rates for that brief window.
Okay, so you're thinking for that mostly south of Boston.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And so for those who are commuting generally in greater Boston for the morning and then for the afternoon, if there's some kind of trepidation about getting out on the roads, what do you say?
I would say, you know, with the biggest thing, I think the biggest takeaway is probably to tune in tonight and tomorrow morning, because any slight shift, at least at 20 miles, right, will make a big difference in between, you know, 3 to 5 inches or less than that or slightly more. I do still think it's a day to kind of hunker down if you can. And if you are headed in, head in early and then maybe stay a little bit later because things will be wrapping up later in the day. So a kind of avoid that height of the storm through the late morning and afternoon would be the best bet. Wind is going to get gusty at the coast too, and coastal residents, this is kind of your classic nor'easter where we get some coastal flooding tomorrow as well.
And what about temperatures? Is this going to be kind of a wet, soppy snow, light and dry, or what?
It's going to be fluffier north and west of Boston, but again, totals will be less in those areas. So it will be a wetter consistency because the temperature will actually be in the mid-30s to start and then fall through the course of the afternoon, probably to at or below freezing by midday and then actually dropping into the 20s. So it may start out pretty wet and, you know, kind of cement-like and then end up a little fluffier towards the tail end. Either way, it will make cleanup a little bit difficult in terms of, you know, shoveling kind of a wetter consistency of the snow, especially when you get down through the South Shore and the Upper Cape.
Any idea in terms of power outages?
I think it'll be isolated and mainly through the South Shore and Cape Cod, where it's wet consistency, you know, at the coast where we get a gusty wind. So I don't think this is a widespread power outage event by any means. There'll probably be some pockets of isolated damage and outages through the day tomorrow.
And for Wednesday, Valentine's Day?
Sun's back out.
Oh, really?
Which will
How
be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, but it will be chilly. Temperatures will only be in the 30s. In fact, most of the rest of this week will be chilly, at or below normal temperatures, running in the 30s. There may be a couple snow showers on Friday, but right now that doesn't look too significant. So we'll keep you posted on that.
So some of the snow, anyway, could stick around for a while.
Yeah, it'll be here for a little bit. We, you know, this time of the year, you know, we're past the, you know, worse in terms of the sun angle. So there'll be a bit of melting, even if we're around the freezing mark south of town. But it is a colder than average stretch that we have setting up here.
Okay. Thank you. As always, WBUR's Danielle Noyes. Thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.